This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Countdown show is on the election. This is the countdown. It's more the review of the hot hits. The charts are provided for us by Talkers Magazine. And you find the interesting stories here of compelling nature. You can check out the list at talkers.com of the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people. We do this every week with selected talk radio hosts from around the country, including Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Also Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is in the control room at Radio America in Washington. And we're joined by John Harper also, who is a frequent contributor. Yeah, he runs WMEL on the Space Coast. And because the number one story this week is the hurricane, thought we ought to start with John and get right to the overview of... I think last week we talked about the hurricane. It seemed like the never-ending storm. And yet now you have beautiful sunny skies and things are sort of back to normal. It didn't hit you as bad as it might have. But certainly there are stories to tell, John, right?
There certainly are, Doug. Good morning. And it has been an interesting week that was, I guess, as the old song used to go. But nonetheless, we survived and we're back, and it's hot and humid, and ready to take a look at what is out there in the Atlantic Basin as the next group of hurricanes start to form off the coast of the off the coast of Africa. But this particular storm, Doug, certainly did a lot, I think, for the psyche of at least the people here in the state of Florida. And I think one of the big takeaways from it, and I'll get into damage reports and things like that, but from a human aspect of it, one of the big takeaways was the fact that everybody really pitched in and helped their neighbors, so to speak. It seems like disasters bring the best out in people, and this was no exception. And neighbors helping neighbors, strangers helping strangers. I spoke to neighbors that I had never known before. And it seemed like that really was a big takeaway from this particular storm as far as how people want to help one another. And now, of course, they're looking at the Bahamas all over the country and trying to help and aid the people in the Bahamas who were so devastated compared to what we went through. So so it definitely has been an interesting week and a half in anticipation of this storm.
So I'm going to go around the table here. We have a virtual table, even though we're all in different places. I'm reminded of what happened on the island of Haiti several years ago with a destruction there, and thinking that they haven't really recovered yet. Now, think about Puerto Rico and how they haven't really recovered yet. And I'm now wondering about the Bahamas. There's a difference, and I'm not afraid to interject this, because it may be that I'm right, and it may be that I'm wrong. But in a political consideration, are the islands that are affected by this that still are not back together again versus the ownership of land and the constituency that is the Bahama island chain, that'll get fixed faster because of the population? Does anybody disagree with that contention?
No, this John? Is John, and I agree, Doug. It does seem like the aid to the Bahamas is forthcoming much, much quicker than it did for Haiti a couple of years ago, and for Puerto Rico 2 years ago, almost to the date. And there definitely is a difference in this particular go-around with this hurricane. Granted, again, devastating, total devastating destruction, as we all know and we've seen and read and heard, but at the same time, almost before the hurricane finished blowing through that area, aid was starting to pour in, whether it be in the form of clothing, food,
so,
or money.
Yeah. Well, but the island, the financial aspects of who controls, whites and Europeans control the Bahamas.
Right.
There's no white people in charge in Puerto Rico, and there sure aren't any white people in charge in Haiti. Who are living there, as far as that's concerned. Victoria, am I on solid ground here, or am I on weak ground?
I think the relationship between the Bahamas and the United Kingdom may be an assistance to the Bahamas in recovery. I think also the fact that the Bahamas is a vacation destination, and so is known for that.
Rico.
Puerto Rico is also, but, you know, I'm just mentioning that, so I think, you know, that...
The Bahamas didn't mouth off against the guy running the country that can help them the most.
I don't think that's necessarily a major thing, I mean, really, but I do think the Bahamas will probably recover quicker. I'm having really struggling with my grammar this morning. It's not very good. I wouldn't, Miss Hassel would not be pleased with me. But, you know, this was a massive, massive, massive storm. So it's these things are very hard to predict.
Wow. We had the Haiti storm was a massive, massive, massive storm, and so is the Puerto Rican storm. I think I've hit a nerve here that is I'm not convinced that I'm not wrong, that I'm not right. Rick Jensen, you want to weigh in on this?
I would. I wonder if we're going to see the level of corruption in the Bahamas that we have seen in Puerto Rico. I mean, you're looking at over $15.5 million being directed to, you know, families and businesses who are cronies there in the government. And I think that has a lot to do with what's not happening in Puerto Rico, you think?
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of corruption and the up yours to the president.
And yes, you will see the level of corruption, because even if it happened here in the United States, there would be corruption.
Well, there's always going to be corruption.
It's just a matter of how bad it is. And in Puerto Rico, it was out of control.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's enough on Hurricane Dorian, unless anybody's got anything else.
Doug, one more thing. The people of Alabama are certainly breathing a sigh of relief this morning as well.
Well, if I may, America should be awash in gratitude of CNN's deep coverage of Sharpiegate.
Sharpiegate.
It's a Category 5 story that will storm and surge and not blow over. Yes.
All right. Is that too much of an inside? You want to tell the rest of that story?
I think we all know. How silly
we may,
is it?
We may, but the listeners may
to,
not.
Okay, well, how silly is it to tamper with a map of the forecast of a hurricane, which is what happened, and President Trump showed it to the nation in a black Sharpie, which, by the way, is how President Trump marks up his newspapers and all his documents. So whether he did it or not, I really don't know, to include Alabama, which is what he had tweeted was in the path of the hurricane. And this was a story that had completely died down. Nobody was talking about it anymore. And, of course, it was revived because the president doesn't like to admit that he was wrong. And it was like, we're not talking about Alabama. We're talking about North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. We're talking about everything else. But the president wants to talk about how
it's not wrong. We always talk, but the news media loves to take shots at Trump.
But he took a shot at himself.
I understand that, but it's just, you know, can the guy do anything right with some people? I thought one of the most interesting things.
Not with a black Sharpie on a map.
Speaking of black, Isaiah Washington, a black actor, took exception. Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm going to sit right over here in the corner and not.
Awkward.
Well, no, that's a nice segue.
Whatever.
John, Isaiah Washington declared that he voted for Trump, and you voted for Denzel Washington a couple of times, and has been shunned by members of the black community. How dare you not vote for a Democrat? He says, I left the Democratic Party for lots of different reasons, but I find this to be another example.
Right, he's also going to be shunned by Hollywood because, what is the two actors from Will and Grace, they pretty much are outing every Trump supporter in Hollywood, and they want them listed so that they know who not to work with.
What is that in and of itself? Yeah, but then think about that as well. This is supposed to be a free country. Aren't you supposed to have the whatever ideas you want to have and hold on to them?
If you own a business, if you work in an industry and you are a Trump supporter, you are on a list somewhere so that everybody knows not to do business with you.
That's California.
Doug, I got to tell you, I hear your rage, Doug, or at least your reaction to this. I'm thinking, yeah, isn't it the other side of McCarthyism? Like, wait a second.
It absolutely is. Yes.
Fascism. Hollywood, the victim of the House Un-American Activities Committee, and yet they're acting just like the House did.
Yeah.
Or McCarthy, if you like, to take it to the Senate.
The most astonishing thing from Deborah Messing, really foolish, and it was like, where did this come from? This was this. What happened was that she tweeted, I believe it was a tweet, that these Hollywood types who were going to be going to some Trump event, that people should know their names so that she could decide not to work with them. Or so I was like, this is bizarre, and where did it come from? Why
the arrogance, though, the smacks of the complete arrogance of these people to think that. And I like Deborah Messing as an actress, and
I like her as an actress. She's a good actress.
She's funny.
Now she's hysterical.
But it's not personalizing.
John?
This goes back to the days you may recall during the Nixon administration, in which Nixon had a hit list of people in the media, people in Hollywood. Sounds like that.
Yeah,
but let's remember that this also, again, is part of the intense personalization of things. We see tweets coming from top politicians attacking people. President Trump in his response referred to her as a bad actress. Why not just address the issue and not attack her actor? You see,
especially because she's not a bad actress, she's a pretty good actress.
This is it. It's all personal and nasty now.
Yeah. Talk Radio Review. Victoria, Rick, John, and Rich with Doug Steffen. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. Game changer. If you have aches and pains, you know, like, remember, was it, who was it that used to be? It was Charlie Sheen, right? Winning! I'm winning! This is
winning!
All right, so this is going, you're going to win. If you get aches and pains, you're winning the battle against the aches and pains. If you're using Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil, Joint Formula 14 will get you on your feet if you've had, let's say, knee replacement, a hip replacement surgery, that kind of stuff. Pains, aches, all sorts of things that bother all of us, no matter what age we are. And a lot of people have been on glucosamine and chondroitin for a long time. Good stuff. But Joint Formula 14 is more reliable because it is going to give you relief and it's going to do it quicker. It's just the way that it works. So if you're interested in getting rid of aches and pains, feeling better, go online now. Get all the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. I take it. I use it. I like it. I give it to my dog, Daisy May. She is doing well with it as well. And you'll do even better with it because you get 50% off the retail price when you go to achefree.live and use the DJV code. All right, get on the board. And by the way, if it doesn't work in 14 days, get your money back. That's the deal. Feel better in 14 days or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Use the code DJV for the 50% offer. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Four at the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review with talk host John Harper, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen here with the charts from the week of September 2nd to the 6th. Talkers Magazine lists the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people being discussed at number 10. NFL season kicks off. And who won the game? What was the score? Packers won.
10-3.
Beat the Bears. Okay. Number 9, that boat fire off of the coast of California. That was really kind of, we're talking about Mondo Bizarro. 75-foot boat blows up, basically. I don't think anybody's figured out why it blew up yet. Most everybody except the crew got killed in it. It went right to the bottom fast. Really, what do you say?
It was a lithium battery that caught on fire.
Really? Another one of those?
Oh.
I didn't hear that. Wow.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Yeah.
All right, number 8 is our immigration situation, and I don't know. I'm looking at these things from the point of view of what's new and what is, you know, what's changing, and I don't see any of that. I mean,
well, from week to week, there's not going to be seismic changes unless it's something like a hurricane or Trump drawing on a map or something like that. Otherwise, it's
primarily the same stuff. Let me just quickly run through this. Walmart and some of the other stores that have a new gun policy, don't bring a gun into the store. We'll talk about that a little bit. Climate change and blah, blah, with the weather at number 6. Presidential race, number 5. I think there's an interesting story here. And maybe this goes, Victoria wants to have us tune into a story that is important that we haven't quite gotten to yet. The presidential race is we keep focusing on the Democrats and all the characters that are running there. I think there's trouble in paradise between Pence and Trump, and I've always thought, you know, there's not one lick of familiarity. Trump is a Eastern hamburger eating belligerent businessman, and Pence is kind of a Midwestern. He's not a farmer, but he's way there's no, other than faking it like George Bush the father did, faking being a conservative. Trump is faking most of that. Pence doesn't. Pence is true to his stripes, and I think that there's a lot of stuff that Pence thinks and does that doesn't hit the grain with Trump. And I'm thinking that Nikki Haley is a much better face for the future of the Republican Party than Pence is, whether that's what people are thinking or not.
I'd be down with that.
I think that there's it wouldn't shock me if Pence hit the road and Nikki Haley showed up as the vice presidential nominee when next year rolls around. Anybody else want to give me a shot on that?
Doug, as they always say, you don't vote for the vice president on the ticket.
No.
You vote for the person at the top.
Yeah.
So
that's not true. I voted for Dick Cheney, and boy, what I got was really.
Yeah, aren't you happy you did that? Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't vote for either one of them. What about you, Rick?
I hear what John's saying. I know, right? There you go. This is the first time I've heard anyone suggest that perhaps there should be a change of vice president. I was listening to what you said. I thought, wow, I'd never even considered that. But I have to agree. Rich is the only person in America who voted for the vice president in a presidential race. I don't think most people do.
But I'm gonna out you on this one, Richie. You're gonna out me.
Okay.
What's her face, Sarah? In Alaska, we saw her, and you and I got on the phone with each other.
Yeah.
I'm voting for her. Yep. She's so sexy and pretty, and yeah. When
two morons that we were.
Yeah, when McCain put her on, and she's a my God, oof, the face of.
No, but I voted for Cheney because I was like, okay, who's the Bush guy? And Cheney was like, all right, this guy knows the system. He knows how to make things get through Congress. He knows how the White House works. Good. All right.
Knows how to mess up the country. It's 28 past the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian's journey continues, but it's weakening now as it brings heavy rain and high winds to eastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has maximum sustained winds of 90 miles an hour. And while some minor damage is being seen in North Carolina, Carolina Beach Mayor Joe Benson says
it wasn't quite what we thought it would be, what we expected, and therefore the damage should usually follow suit.
And Benson told MSNBC he expects people to be packing North Carolina's beaches again by this weekend. However, a storm surge warning is in effect up to the Virginia coast, and tropical storm warnings and watches are in effect all the way up to Massachusetts. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz has just announced in a post on his website that he won't run for president next year. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To get back to our talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, listening to lots of talk radio programs, hosts, and stations around the country to come up with this list. Number 10, the NFL season kicking off. Number 9, the boat fire off the coast of California. Number 8, immigration reform. Number 7, the gun policy at Walmart. Actually, this is, I'm going to take a side street here for just a second. Number 7, just a second. There were five stores this week, big Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Kroger, that said to their clients, please don't bring a gun into the store. Now, whether it's don't bring the gun into the store or don't bring a gun in that we can see, I thought that was pretty interesting in that there are those who, and I was actually, one of them immediately said, okay, so we don't bring guns into the store. Let's look at who's been shooting things up or where they shoot things up in places like these big stores or where people may go to shoot things up. So the philosophy of the NRA and many of its members is that if we don't have a gun to prevent that, then you're just sitting ducks. So there was some recoiling by some of the usual suspects. So what do we make?
You're going to have your greeter frisk me when I walk in?
Yeah, Have you, seen those greeters?
Yeah, they barely pay attention to you. So it's a nice thing to say, but in reality, anybody with a concealed carry is still going to conceal carry inside Walmart. Right.
So do you have a, did you get anybody ringing your bell, Rick, there at WDEL? By the way, everybody is here. Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, here in Delaware, we had, Moms Demand action from a couple from here and many from out of state. And there was like 20 or 30 people who had a demonstration. Meanwhile, hundreds, like 500 people, also Democrats here in Delaware said, no, we want to keep our guns. And I see that kind of reaction happening here in Delaware, which is an indelibly blue state. And when Walmart did this and they said something crazy about, well, you know, and we care about women. And I'm thinking, wait a second. So you're going to tell women they can't buy the ammunition for their home self-defense weapon? Well, that seemed kind of nuts to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, the whole thing is kind of nuts, actually, when you get around the passion that is part of all of these discussions. So, let's see. Number six is climate change, and there's nothing new there. I do want to go back to number five, the climate of the presidential race. The way California is doing things, the state of California will be one of the first to vote in the primary next March. And because of that, remember how things sort of get distorted because of the way the news media says, oh, he won in New Hampshire, or he won in Iowa. Well, now they're going to say he won in California. Is that going to carry more weight because Elizabeth Warren is likely to beat Joe Biden among Democrats who will vote in the primary in California? So what does that do for the face?
In California, those people are crazy.
Brent,
but if you win in a big state, it actually does make a difference. So it doesn't matter if the people are crazy. If you win in a big state, you win in a big state. That actually makes a difference.
Big state
of crazy
people.
It doesn't make any difference if you're winning in a big state and
sorry, California,
state for Democrats. It makes a difference because those are primary voters in the Democratic Party. That makes a difference. It makes a difference with the number of delegates. Of course, it does.
Absolutely.
You could argue that Republican voters in some states are nuts also, but if they're in a big state, it makes a difference.
Vote in the primaries are nuts because they're the hard core of either the left or the right, and that's the problem with the educational system in our country, the people who don't really understand how the system actually works. In fact, the primary is a more important election than the general election. But what civics courses in school are teaching that? They don't even have civics courses, no matter what they're teaching. And the average person thinks, oh, I'm going to go vote in the regular election, unless you're a hardcore person like me who votes in every election no matter what, whether you're voting on dog catcher or you're voting the whatever the issue may be, or a statewide, national, there are not a lot of people who do that, and I'm saying that that's wrong. You want to have a say in how the country is actually run, or at least you want to fake having a say in how it's run by voting for somebody that you think is actually running the country when in fact he or she isn't, but let's give it a shot. And you don't go to the primaries, you're screwing yourself. That's the way I look at it. I don't, everybody else want to, am I right, wrong? Of course I'm right.
But you're right, because people always go, oh, there's no good choices here. You know, the last Republican primary, there was 20 people. Yeah. And this Democratic primary, there's 20 people.
20 people.
You would think that you could find somebody reasonably decent out of those 20 on each side. Mm. But if you don't go to the primary and vote for them, you get what you get.
Yep.
As if you're a Democrat, of course, if you're an independent, which is what I am, and you live in a state with a closed primary, you're shut out of the system.
Right.
And I think that's remarkably unfair.
Well, it is. The whole, and then you get into a discussion of the Electoral College and all that stuff. What I thought was interesting is this week Ohio canceling hundreds of thousands of voter registrations. The list of voters it's using had a lot of mistakes in it. Secretary of State there published a list of about 235,000 voters at risk of losing their registrations. This is back to that whole business about who votes, how do they register, state identification, you know, the fact that you can go and vote. This is flawed on both sides. The fact that I can walk in. I voted. Richie's eyeballs roll back. I don't think I've told that story here. In one federal election, I voted three times. I voted absentee ballot in Florida because I had a residence there. I voted in the morning in Massachusetts and got on an airplane and flew to California and voted in California that night. And
why?
Nobody. Well, just to show that I could do it. It was like taking, you know, one day I took Cialis and Viagra and Levitra just to find out what would happen. I had the same
and would and you would you like to tell the class?
He ended up in jail. It was very popular.
Now, you know, you did, Doug, you did commit federal offenses when you were voting like this. Was there any repercussion? Did you make it public?
Statute of limitations long. No, this was long. This is, Richie, when did I have residence in Florida? Probably 12 or 14 years.
No, if you only voted locally, I would think that's allowed. It's just if you voted for the presidential election three times, that would be.
I did. Yeah. I didn't have to prove who I was. And that was the point of me bringing this up. I can go into any Massachusetts or California. I vote in Massachusetts for the most part. I don't want to be a resident of California, but I just I did that to make a to prove a point of how flawed the system is, how ridiculous it is to not want to
prove. Why were you registered in California?
Well, because I had property there.
Well, you shouldn't have been registered in California, should you?
Well, so what do you want me to go to jail now?
Well, yeah, I do. You shouldn't have registered yourself in California.
Thank you.
Doug, if you do, it'd be a radio topic.
That's very naughty.
I was doing it because it was good radio discussion. I was doing it for my own.
You're a naughty, naughty, naughty boy.
You don't want that to get out too much here in the state of Florida because you know how things go here in Florida.
Right.
So, with elections. So let's keep that on the QT.
Right, we'll keep it, yeah. This is a number of years ago, so at this point it doesn't make much difference. All right, in a moment.
Had you taken the Viagra on the same day?
What, that I did the elections?
Yeah.
Elections and erections on the same day. No, I did not, Victoria.
It increases your voting power by three states.
That's good. I like that. In a moment, Victoria is going to tell us what she thinks is the number one story. We haven't gotten to Brexit yet. Let's see if it's related to that right after a few important words, including me suggesting that if you have blood sugar issues, and one in three of us does, there are some interesting treatments around, but they make you tired and they also kind of put constraints on your daily life. But there is a new, see, you knew I was going to tell you the story and I'm going to have a solution to the problem. Solution is Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is a natural blend of 10 key ingredients that support healthy glycemic response so you feel great. You're back to normal and you can enjoy the simple things in your daily life. Every one of Curalin's ingredients is backed by clinical studies that support their effect on glucose levels. Thousands of studies back every single ingredient. This is no fly-by-night outfit, nor is it a fly-by-night product. Curalin, spelled C-U-R-A-L-I-N. It boosts your energy, maintains healthy insulin levels, and supports a healthy metabolism. So you get a proper blend of fats and carbs. You can get Curalin today for a limited time. Go to Curalin.co. That's Curalin.co. For a $20 off offer, use the DJV code, 1 month supply, $20 off of that, at Curalin.co. You type in the DJV promo code, $20 off the price of Curalin. Get started and have a happier, fuller life. You got any kind of sugar issues, blood sugar issues, you want Curalin, it's Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rich McFadden, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review. So number four is Brexit. I was thinking that with Victoria, the number one story would be the fact that Boris Johnson's brother resigned from Parliament because he's angry at his brother. He says there's a big deal between family loyalty and the national interest. I thought that was kind of interesting. That's the big story, right, Victoria?
That's part of the big story, but I was on the British websites yesterday doing research for my multiple interviews on Brexit, and I came across an even bigger story about Britain, and it was this. Scandinavian scientists, so that's a bit suspect anyway, simply because they're not British scientists, say that the Loch Ness Monster may be, in fact, a giant eel.
Really?
Yes. They have done multiple DNA sampling of all the creatures they believe to be in Loch Ness. And they say there's no evidence of a monster, but there is multiple evidence of eels, which we all knew there are eels in Loch Ness. And they say it might be a giant eel. And we're like, it's not an eel. It can't be a giant eel. We've all seen the pictures. It's clearly not an eel. An eel doesn't have a head like that. It's obviously a monster. Once again, the scientists are trying to take away our monster. That's the big story.
Damn it. That's awful.
Out of Britain.
Terrible. How many people remember the movie? Am I the only one here who remembers The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Yes.
John, you got to remember that. You and I are the same age. Remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon? They looked like C-3PO on steroids, actually. The guy looked like. This was back in the 50s, though, when it was when you get scared. I mean, you talk about the scary movies that are around today and how they're produced. That movie gave people tremors, and all it was a guy dressed in aluminum foil walking out of a lake carrying some babe. Harper, you don't remember that?
Okay, John. In fact, I had a poster of it hanging in the radio station recently.
Now I remember. You know what? I remember seeing that when I was in your station. Yes.
Yeah.
The Creature from the Black Lagoon. All right. Well, anyway, Victoria, you've set us all reeling. Thank you very much for that touching focus on what's going on. And we didn't get much on Brexit, but I don't know. Is there any Brexit?
Yes, there is, 10
seconds.
Actually.
Yeah.
Boris is going to bring back his bill for an election,
right,
and it's not clear he's going to win.
Really? All right. There you go. 10 before the hour. Thank you to Victoria and John and Rick and Richie on the Talk Radio Review.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is there another wrinkle, yet another wrinkle, another angle on the Poseidon Adventure? Chuck Curry's favorite movie. He's seen it, what, 50 times? Is that what you call me? How many times have you seen it?
300.
300 times. Talking about getting a life. Wait. All right.
Well, it's the greatest movie ever made.
I know. I understand. That's what you think. The Poseidon Adventure, with news about one of the stars who passed away, actually. Who is the person that passed away, Chucker?
Carol Lindley, who played the character of Nani, passed away at the age of 77 yesterday. She sang that movie, well, she lip-synced that movie, which won the Oscar for Best Song back in 1972. Much of the original cast has now passed. Ernest Borgnine, Red Buttons, Shelley Winters, Jack Albertson, Gene Hackman, and Pamela Sumon and Eric Shea still are around. And Leslie Nielsen passed also. He played the captain in that.
So let me get this straight.
Unbelievably great movie.
She lip-synced this song in the movie that Maureen McGovern actually sang.
Not for the movie.
Correct. But
and they won the Oscar for the song. So when they won the Oscar, did she go up and just lip sync into the microphone wall?
I do not remember. No, she did not. I would say that. But anyway, Maureen McGovern sang the song for which was released on radio. But a woman named Renee Armand sang the song for the movie, which Carol Lindley lip synced. And Roddy McDowall also passed away, who was in that film.
Right. Right. We got the death.
And the boat
watch.
Is still dead.
Yeah. And the boat sunk.
Yes.
The end of that. All right. Next
Hold
up.
Ship.
It's his ship, right.
Get your facts right.
Poseidon.
Though.
Yep.
rolled
over.
Did
you ever see it in a movie theater? Let me ask you a question. Did you ever see that film in a movie theater?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
Yep, I did.
Awesome. It was all 300 times I've seen it was unbelievable.
When the wave comes along and knocks the ship over, it made me think I didn't ever want to go on a cruise. That movie had to do more harm to the cruise business than any other movie that had ever come out prior to that focusing on a cruise. Had to have.
It's interesting because it made me want to go on a cruise.
Did it really? Take swimming lessons. All right. Yeah. We got some movies coming out this weekend. What do you have? I know it's in your focus.
Well, theater owners are looking forward to the release last night of the sequel to Stephen King's It Chapter 2. First one was well received, made a lot of money. This one pretty much, for the most part, well received. It's going to make a lot of money, tracking at around $140 million opening weekend. That is a huge number for an R-rated horror film. Here's my opinion on this film. I thought it was extremely well cast with some big emotional scenes, very likable actors and characters. But here's the downside. Although I still like the film, it is messy. It is plotting. It's 2 hours and 50 minutes, and it could have been trimmed.
Having said that, I did
like it because I really did dig the cast a lot. It really,
you like
still
these
hate
horrible
it.
Movies. What no, is there no, no. about these movies? There's not a horrible creature feature that you haven't seen. Why is it?
No, that's not
that
true.
You like
you
these
don't,
scary
Stephen
horrible
King
movies?
Does some sort. I like Stephen King. He's a thought provoking author. This is one of his best novels. It's a very long novel, so they made it into two films. I think general audiences will like this movie, but I don't think it is as accessible as the first film. For certain reasons, it's a little darker. It's a little messier in terms of its storytelling. Having said that, the last 15 minutes of this movie is very emotionally driven, and people are going to leave this movie on a high note, and they're going to forget somewhat of the messy storytelling. But I'd give it a 7.5 out of 10. The original I would have gave a 8.5 out of 10. So I like the first part a little bit better, but I still recommend seeing this. And anybody who saw the first film, which is a lot of people, is going to go see this film. So Warner Brothers is going to have a very big hit on its hands with It Chapter 2. But you're not going to be one of them, though, correct?
That will be true. I will not be there. No, I'll not be counted in the people going to see that trash.
I'm going to go on a leap of faith and say you're going to be first online to see Downton Abbey, though, correct?
I will be first online to see Downton Abbey, yes. Yep,
okay,
I'll be right there.
That should do very well. You know, that actually is a good thing because we need some more adult-oriented films
good
in the marketplace
like that
have high interest, and there's not a lot of that stuff left. So I think September is going to be a pretty good month.
All right, is that It thing the only thing this weekend that's new?
That I saw. I didn't get a chance to look at everything. Very busy person, Doug. You know that.
What do you mean? That's your job. You're supposed to be looking
at Chuck, what was up with the John Travolta movie only grossing $3,500 this week? Is that true?
Yeah, that's one of that probably.
It's like three theaters or something.
That's one of his direct to streaming or the Walmart shelf DVD bin. And he's done a lot of that stuff in the last couple of years.
Right. All right. Good job, Chucker.
Business model. Thank you, Doug.
Creepy crawly creature is number one.
Okay.
Chuck Curry on the DJB program, 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.